Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the pitch hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Non dimenticar. That ball should travel far. Giancarlo, he hits a grand slam deep in the left field seats. And the Yankees take a 5-1 lead.
All right, true story for you about John Sterling. It's really about me, but not John Sterling. Yesterday, I saw the Odyssey Sports account tweet out that highlight and say, John Sterling retires immediately. This is his last home run call.
Yeah.
And I listened to the clip and thought, are they making fun of him? They think it's a bad call and he should retire right away?
Because that's how they kind of phrased it?
Yeah. As if, you know,
you should.
In the age of the internet where people get roasted all the time, I thought, oh, wow, they're saying John Sterling should hang him up after this? And no, that was not the story. He's actually retiring.
Yeah.
Immediately. His explanation is, I'm tired.
Right. Began the year like, I can't do 150 more of these, or however many more there are.
Yeah. The Yankees have finally taken it out of him.
Yeah. Despite the fact they're actually good now. Like, last year they weren't good, and this year they're great. Nah, still don't want it.
Give it a few minutes.
No part of it.
Yankee fans love to yell about how bad they are. 12-5, though. Good start. Hey, and the Mets. The Mets have turned it around a little bit. They're 8-8 after an 0-5 start.
Uh-huh.
Peter Schrager has his mock draft up. He tweeted, here it is. After weeks on the phones with GMs and head coaches, my first 2024 mock draft. Now, Peter Schrager, NFL Network, is very good at nailing the Super Bowl teams and winner. He's
in
5 in a row.
Right.
It's amazing.
Which is insane.
Who knows if he can nail the draft? Here's the story of his draft. Caleb Williams, 1. Jaden Daniels, 2. Drake May, 3. J.J. McCarthy, 4. Giants, straight up. Marvin Harrison Jr. Roma Dunze. That's the top 6.
Yep.
The Colts trade up for Malik Nabers to 9. Brock Bowers to the Jets. Laiatu Latu, who was a defensive end in with the Bills, 12.
That's high for him.
I'm kind of surprised that that's the highest I've seen him go.
Yeah.
And I think that might be closer to where he should go. If you're one of the best edge rushers in the class, why are you making it to 20?
Right.
Or in that neighborhood. Okay, moving on. Brian Thomas Jr. goes 20th to Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Okay.
So four receivers off the board. Bills are looking at receiver 5 if they stay put. Wide receiver 5 is Xavier Worthy, 24th.
Fine with that.
Dallas. So now we're on to wide receiver 6. Bills take Adonai Mitchell, 28th overall, wide receiver 6 off the board. He writes in, Bills stay put and get one of the top wideout prospects. Big, fast, physical, plenty of interest in league circles. This is lower than where some other mock drafts have him going, but I could see him lingering into the mid to late 20s. Adonai Mitchell, 6. 31, Ladd McConkey, Niners.
Niners.
32, Jalen Polk, Chiefs.
In the first round?
Yeah.
Really?
He says, Peter Schrager writes, Polk's a personal favorite. I keep hearing his name from people I trust. Uncertain in the Chiefs receiver room, especially given Rashee Rice's legal issue.
Huh.
And it's a, Patrick Mahomes gets a former Red Raider who spent 3 seasons at Washington making countless plays. Blah, blah, blah. 8 receivers in the first round for Peter Schrager.
Yeah.
8.
Including Polk, who I don't think up until this moment I've ever seen go in the first round.
Me neither.
In any mock draft. Wow. And the Bills get a guy that everyone mocks them to get.
Yeah, Adonai Mitchell.
Adonai Mitchell.
But if you look at the, I like to look at the drafts in that context of, okay, let me take a look at the AFC. Patriots got a quarterback.
Yep.
The Chargers got Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yep.
The Colts get Neighbors. The Jets get Brock Bowers.
Mm-hmm. Weapons.
Weapons all. The Steelers get Brian Thomas Jr. The Bengals go offensive line, defensive line. But looking at all that, by the time the Bills are up on the clock, I'm that context has me. You tell me, Chargers, Colts, Jets all went with like blue chip weapons.
Yeah. Schefter just tweeted out, like, not this is news, but there's never been an NFL draft with more than 19 offensive players in the first round. This draft is likely to set the record.
Yeah.
Arms race. A bit. This is the year to do it with all these receivers, and you got Bowers. So, and if you want to include the linemen in that, too.
I have a let's get stupid for you. Unless, I mean, we could, you know, we could talk a little more about this.
I'm into that.
Got a let's get stupid.
You know what? Let's get stupid.
Let's save that because I had an idea I wanted to bring up. So we've got our draft party coming up in 9 days.
Yes.
Draft night will be at Resurgence.
Yep. Get your tickets now.
Yep. I tweeted out a little bit ago. Resurgence, it's $45. That includes beers, well drinks, food.
Over 4 hours.
Yeah, we're going to be there for a long time.
Yeah.
The Bills
draft. The first round's is a while.
The Bills draft 28th.
Yeah.
But join us. Joe and I will be there. Inviting, you know, friends and family. It's going to be a good time.
Yes.
We're all going to celebrate the next wide receiver together. I've got the big board.
Yeah.
We're going to build our big board of receivers, and then on draft night, we're going to take the names off. So anyway, I got that big board, and Resurgence, I got a message from them. It's like, what else can we do for this party? And I think, you don't want to get inside my head for the things I want to do for a party.
Yeah.
Like,
get the smoker out.
I mean, like, I got ideas.
Uh-huh.
I immediately launched into, in my head, I didn't write this back, I'm like, what about name tags where you write the name of your favorite receiver of all time and you wear that?
Yeah, that's such a good idea.
Hey, it's a wide receiver train party. We're just
walking around like, hey, it's Peerless Price.
Exactly. Whoever your favorite receiver ever was.
Right.
And if you know, you come in, you say like, listen, I kind of want them to take a defensive tackle. Like, oh, okay, there's a television in the bathroom for you, sir. No, I'm kidding. Anyone's welcome. Anyone's welcome.
Uh-huh.
We'd love to have you all, but we're going to have a good time. We haven't had a draft party in, I don't know, years.
Spend a minute.
I'm trying to think of the last draft party we had would have been when the Bills took Donte Whitner.
Donte Whitner. So 2008?
Howard and I were at Dave and Buster's.
For Donte Whitner?
For Donte, yeah.
How was that scene?
Fine. I remember thinking there's no way they're going to take Matt Leinart, right? Because that was when we lived in the, could they take a quarterback?
Who was their quarterback at that point? Was that Lossman at the
sure,
end?
Sure, Lossman, Edwards, somebody, who knows. But man, when's the last time we were out for the draft?
I've been here usually for the draft.
Yep.
Even overnight.
I've been home.
I think I hosted 12 to 3 the night they drafted Josh Allen.
Midnight to 3 a.m.?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was home for that, and then went out to the bar afterwards to meet people and say, like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. What year is Whitner? Is that 07?
I thought it was, like, 08.
08 is McKelvin. I just found. So 2006. 2006 is Whitner.
We had to have
Leinart went two picks later.
We must have had a draft party since 2006.
2006. Also, that's around the time where could you have had potential conflict between the draft and a Sabre playoff game?
Okay.
I don't know what that's like. But that could have happened, right? 2006 NFL draft. Like, they draft Whitner on April 29th of 2006. I mean, April 29th, like, that's the Philly series, isn't it? Probably.
The first game of the Flyers series was April 22nd.
Okay, so
because I was at a wedding when Umberger got labeled by Campbell. I was at a wedding in Massachusetts watching it on OLN.
All right, so it worked out. For a Buffalo sports fan that year, and that the night they drafted Whitner in the first round was between games 4 and 5 of the Sabres Flyers series. So there would not have been a conflict then, at least. That's a while ago.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
What else should we do? What else should we do for this party? Besides get ready for the next Bills wide receiver.
Is there anything we could do bringing a football? You got to catch a pass for the prize. It's like it becomes a hell. Well, then you might have people like the Hail Mary situation. People just throwing each other to the ground.
Some target practice stuff with the football?
Good. What if every time someone, when they're like, what kind of beer can I get you? We play the sound effect, right? The ESPN, like,
yeah.
You step up to the bar. Like,
yeah.
Sir, can I help you? You're like, yeah.
Do, 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 do.
I'd like the IPA. Let's just
do
that.
You have to announce it like a draft pick.
Oh, yeah.
With my third beer selection in the 2024 Jeremy and Joe draft party, I select...
A Kolsch.
The number four.
Yeah.
Right, a Kolsch. That would be good.
I'm thinking of some more ideas.
Bring a jugs machine.
Yes.
Do something with that.
Nothing can go wrong with a jugs machine late at night at a draft party.
The Buffalo Sabres have relieved Don Granato of his duties.
Wow. All right.
Wow. As well as assistant coach Jason Christie and video coordinator Matt Smith. That just coming through via Sabres public relations, and now they've tweeted it officially. Granato is out.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I don't think anybody is... All right, here we go. Let's go. Don Granato's been fired.
Yep.
Relieved of his head coaching duties, he's been fired. So, what does that mean? That means they're on the search for a new coach?
That means a coaching search.
Yep. Right. And...
Unless they announce Lindy tomorrow, or they announce, I mean, they wouldn't do that with Appert right now because he's about to go through the playoffs. So yeah, search, I assume.
Yep. Search. Lindy is Lindy the favorite, or is this Seth Appert? Because here's the thing about
it can't be Appert.
That's what I was going to get to. Here's the thing about firing Granato. I do think people like Granato.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yes,
and
I do like this. Even like the players do. He's not even really that. Disliked, I don't think, by fans, right? Like, I think a lot of fans feel like it's time. And there, of course, are detractors that are like, okay, enough already. But I think Granato, among coaches where, like, time's run out, and it's three full seasons, like, it's not as negative as it could be. I mean, holy cow.
No.
Housley after 1 year, Kruger after a year and a half. Like, it's gone sour a lot quicker. Like, Granato will be looked back on, like, he did some nice things.
Well,
but it's... It was time.
What if some? Sure, you want to say they got to a ceiling? You could make a lot of points here. Joe, call Paul Hamilton when you get a chance. I'll text him. We'll get Paul instant reaction on this as well. Yet Granato deserves credit for a lot of things that went right. I mean, he helped dig them out of, let's be real, rock bottom.
Right.
They were at rock bottom with Kruger and rock bottom before the Eichel trade. Everything was really just beyond terrible. And they repaired some of that. And that's what made this year so disappointing is they didn't build off that they kind of fell flat. And that is fine. Like to fire a hockey coach is normal. They fire him with years on an extension. And that's what I'm getting to. Like if I had to bet today, I bet it's Lindy Ruff.
I think that's where I'd want to put my chips, too. Also, is it not incredible that Matt Ellis survived? Whatever. It doesn't matter.
It's not going to be Matt Ellis that's coach, right?
But assistant coach Jason Christie, video coordinator Matt Smith, like they made other firings here. They did not fire Matt Ellis, who was an assistant coach here. No, I can't imagine it's Matt Ellis. I mean, there is not a less credible idea in the world than if they promoted him. But I don't think they'll do that anyway. Yeah, I think it's Lindy.
I think Lindy's got to be the favorite.
Wow.
And is that ridiculous? I mean, Lindy has said he would be interested in coming back. That was before they hired Don. He talked with Adam Bonini. There was a conversation. I should text Adam to get him on and talk about this. Like, man, Granato fired. They did it. What does it mean? Does it mean that Terry Pegula decided that? Does it mean that Kevin Adams decided that? That's always right at the center of what happens with this hockey team. When Kevin Adams speaks to the media, will he say, I made the call? Will he say,
it was
we
a group,
discussed
a group decision,
it?
Yeah.
Group discussion?
Yep. That's, I would bet, more likely, but we'll see. Maybe he says it was my call. Man. Rod Brindamore has not signed his extension. Is he going to try that before doing anything?
It's a great question.
I don't think that's going to happen. But does Adams want to say, like Lindy's not going to have a big market out there, right? Like, I don't. Maybe he could get another job, but I'm not assuming that. Like, I wonder if part of the play here is until Brind'Amour signs that extension with Carolina, I am going all in and trying to get him. Maybe that's the idea. Again, don't think it's all that likely, but you could give it a shot. Because that is the credible idea. There is nothing more credible than if they somehow poached Brind'Amour.
No, I agree with that. What Lindy offers you, or I guess what you offer Lindy, or the match, why I would consider it to be the favorite, he is someone who is credible. He's Alex Tuck.
And he would take the job.
He's Alex Tuck.
Right, he's from here. Well,
basically.
He lives here. He's probably here right now.
He grew up a fan of the team. And that is the pool they often have to pick from. They couldn't, or they wouldn't go all the way to get Patrick Kane. Right? He wouldn't come here. He went to Detroit. Your choices are people that don't have choices, usually. That's why I don't think Brind'Amour is real. Brind'Amour could coach almost any team in the NHL.
Right.
Why does he pick this one?
He could coach the Leafs when they fire Sheldon Keefe if he wants.
Right. He could do anything he wants.
Yeah.
Lindy has some of those chops and has coached good teams. And when he was fired by the Sabres, caught on pretty quickly, took some time off, went to New Jersey. But Lindy offers you real credibility, and I'm not even saying I think it's the best idea. I just think it makes sense because if they're out here to try to find credibility and also to change the way the players are motivated, coached, brought along, Lindy is very different. Very different. 803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. All right, some instant reactions there. Paul Hamilton joining us on the Western Hotline for some instant reaction. Thanks, Joe, for giving him a call. Hey, Paul, there it is, right? Granato out, and he's not the only one. The news was some assistants as well, assistant coach Jason Christie and video coordinator Matt Smith. So three firings made, and I'm sorry, I'm just getting the statement from Kevin Adams on Granato. The Sabres tweeting this out. I'd like to thank Don for his time in Buffalo and commitment to the Sabres organization. He's been integral in the development of many of our players and has undoubtedly been the right coach to bring us to where we are now. But I felt it was necessary to move in a different direction at this point in time. My expectation is to be a consistent contender, and unfortunately that goal has not been met. I'd also like to thank Jason and Matt for their contributions to the team. This is not a decision I take lightly, but no, it is in the best interest of our team moving forward. That from Kevin Adams. Paul, good morning again.
Hi. Yeah, it's, as I told you that there was one day in between, you know, the meetings with players and where it wasn't last year. So, I knew there were going to be meetings today, and that might be one of the reasons why they did the one day in between to do this. And the question is, too, you know, when Terry Pegula was here, you know, when Stefan Diggs got traded and he was here for a couple of games, I mean, were decisions made then, you know, while he was here? Because, you know, we had talked back then. I'm sure discussions were going on. I mean, they didn't just sit around and drink wine and that kind of thing. So I'm sure there were discussions going on. And, you know, was the decision made then?
Adams, by the way, will speak today at 3 p.m., right. That according to the Sabres. So I'm sure we'll be carrying that live with Shope and the Bulldog.
Now, Paul, you've told us you believe, you said in the past, if Don Granato goes, Seth Appert is the guy. Do you think it is just as easy as that? Or are Joe and I right that Lindy would have to be in this discussion?
Well, you would hope that they would have a fairly long search and whatever. And, I know they think highly of Seth Appert in this organization. And I felt that... that might, especially with the two playoff runs that they've had in Rochester the last couple of years, and he's done a good job of developing players. That I know Kevin Adams thinks highly of him. So we'll see if that's the direction they want to head in, or if they want to have a search. And I'm not, quite honestly, I don't think Lindy Ruff's the guy either. That's not the direction I would head in. I might be giving the New York Rangers a call at some point, to see where they are with Michael Pekka and that type of thing. But, For me, Lindy Ruff would not be who I would be looking to.
Sure.
Do you have any sense, Paul, or maybe, I guess by saying Pekka, maybe they could go any direction of, like, first-time head coach versus someone, it doesn't even have to be Lindy, someone with a long resume? You have any thought on, like, what they could be feeling, or maybe they'd be open to all of it?
I think they're open to all of it. I think, to me, it should be an extensive, you know, even if they do have it in their, you know, in their minds that Seth Appert is the guy that maybe they would like to go with, I would still think they should be looking at other options also. So, you know, it's you know, they've got plenty of time to get this done and plenty of time to look in other directions.
Matt Ellis was not a part of the announcement, Paul. Should I be assuming that he's still on the staff?
If he is right now, yes. Okay. You know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
He was, I think, part of the staff. The guy, Jason Christie, was brought here by Don Granato. They were friends. So I think that's one of the reasons, you know, he was let go along with Don Granato. Matt Ellis was Kevin Adams' person for the coaching staff. We'll see moving forward. I keep trying to tell people this. This isn't like coordinators in football. The head coach decides how a power play is run and how a penalty kill is run, and then it's up to that specific coach to coach that specific power play. It's not Matt Ellis's power play. He doesn't come up with what's going to be done and what's not. That's done by the head coach, and then it's his job to coach it.
All right. Well, Paul, that's today at 3:00, so we'll be listening. And your afternoon just got booked. You have anything going
on?
Don't
make any plans.
Yeah.
I hadn't even decided yet. It was good Joe called me because I was in the shower.
No.
When this just happened.
Yeah. How do you think Granato will be looked back on, Paul? Like, it's not going to be like some legend of the franchise, but I think when people think back on other coaches, you know, the negatives usually come right up, and I'm not even sure you ever get to the positives. And I don't know, some part of Granato's story will be what he did with individual players, knowing that the team success never really got there.
Like last year, you know, I thought he did a good job at developing some guys, and then they got stuck. And, there was a lot of hope and a lot of, as I told you last summer, I don't know if I had one negative conversation when people would stop me to talk about the Sabres. I mean, people were really excited about the team and where they thought it was headed and what was going to happen. And, he was part of that too. But then all of a sudden it stalled. And it just seemed to me, and I know we've talked about this at times, he was just out of answers. I just don't think, you know, he knew what to say or what to do anymore. And it just seemed like he was out of answers and what to do and, you know, and where to go. And if the players are mad about it, they have nobody to blame but themselves. They're the ones that went out and performed. You know, if they're upset that Don Granato got fired, that, you know, they have nobody to blame but themselves, because they're the ones that went out and underperformed.
Yeah, Paul, I want to make one other observation here, and you could say it's hindsight's 20/20, but Kruger got fired mid-season, but before that, Bielsma, they wait till the end. Housley, they wait till the end, and now Granato, they wait till the end. And in this sport, you know how it goes. Sometimes a change mid-season can be the kick in the pants. In fact, when they did it with Kruger, they got that kick in the pants from Granato. And it's another year where they're going to miss by not that much that they won't try the mid-season move. And if they had done that, they could have gotten 25 games to look at Seth Apper just to see how it goes. And I mean, even though this move represents that they're willing to make a change, it feels like that should be a card that they're willing to play sometime outside of a 12-game losing streak, because that's the only time they've ever done it.
Well, I don't think they were looking to make a change until, I mean, you know, Kevin Adams talked to The Athletic and talked about, you know, the positives of Don Granato and the things that he sees, and he didn't think there was a need for a coaching change because he sees how the game plans they develop and those types of things. And so at some point, you know, his mind has been changed, whether it was by Terry Pegula, whether it wasn't. Again, that's something we'll never know. We're not privy to those conversations. And, you know, I don't think we'll ever know, because Terry Pegula is not going to talk about it. So we'll never know if this was him saying this is what needs to be done, or if Don Granato or if Kevin Adams actually did change his mind from what he said not too long ago.
All right, Paul, we'll be listening in 3 o'clock today for Kevin Adams.
Okay.
Paul Hamilton, the breaking news here on WGR. The Sabres have indeed fired head coach Don Granato. So they have a vacancy at head coach. Seth Appert is a name, of course. Blindy is a name. Who else? Let the conversations begin on what they need.
Gerard Gallant, Bruce Boudreau, Craig Berube. We can do this. When's the last time we had a coaching search? Kruger?
Yes. And before that, it was Housley.
A long time ago.
Housley was assistant on a team that was good. Kruger was...
Is that when we thought they were going to hire Rick Tocchet?
Oh, maybe.
And didn't end up doing that?
Bielsma was the backup to Babcock.
Bielsma was the Babcock.
They lost the Babcock sweepstakes, and they went with Bielsma instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right, here we go. Coaching search.
On one level, it's funny, like, there's a lot of conflicting emotions. Like I said, I think a lot of people like Don. I like Don.
Yes.
I don't have any problem with them making the move or firing him. I'm surprised because we've kind of seen them. Here's how I'll say it, Joe. They're generally so inactive that when they act, you're surprised. Like, whoa.
Right.
The Byram trade. You made a trade.
Yeah.
You fired the coach. Whoa. You guys do stuff over there because it's generally not doing stuff.
Yep.
All right. 803-0550. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up at 10 o'clock. Plenty on that. Sabres live today, and Don Granato out as Sabres head coach. All right. So, checking in the super secret Sabres source. Just an opinion from the super secret Sabres source, but we're trying to do this now. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. The Sabres have fired Don Granato and two other assistants, a video coach and an assistant coach. Matt Ellis stays. Mike Bales stays, goaltender coach. And just, I mentioned earlier today that I'd ask the super secret Sabres source, like, what do you think about today? Does anybody get fired? He said, Adams? No. Probably not. And Granato was not as probably not, but there goes the news on Granato. But you've been speculating, Matt Ellis on the staff. What could that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Super secret Sabre source says, the fact they're keeping Wilford and Bales makes me think it will be Seth Appert.
Okay.
that is just not going to get anybody invested.
Well, that's right.
That's a tough sell. I'm not saying you can't sell it, but it's a tough sell.
What's the job for the Sabres? It's to get the best coach they can. We all know that. This is kind of like the Bills conversation about the wide receivers, right? Who do you want? Trade down and take one in the second round because you never know, and we like this guy, versus go get Marvin Harrison Jr., right? Go get Bruce Boudreau. Go get somebody. There's what we want because what it might speak to us, and then there's if they feel their developmental coach, Seth Appert in Rochester, has done a good enough job, they run the system, blah, blah, blah. The guys know him. But I think there's a point here about what style of coach is Appert. Is he someone that's going to do what Don did? Are players going to just be, like Paul said, he feels like they've been let off the hook too often.
Mm-hmm.
This team almost never put together three games in a row that looked very good.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's on the head coach, if that's on the talent, if that's on injuries, but aren't they going to want... We always go back and forth, right? Like, you hire an offensive coach in football, he gets fired. You go to a defensive coach, he gets fired. You go to an offensive coach. In hockey, isn't it players coach, disciplinarian? Players coach, disciplinarian.
Well, do we know anything about Appert on that front? Because if you, I don't know, if you just look at his resume, he's Granato. He's Diet Granato. He was the U.S. development coach after Granato. He coached the U.S. junior team. He spent 10 years in college hockey, AHL, USHL. Like, everything is player development, player development, player development. It's the same background. So maybe he could be, he's a different person. He could be a different character and could go to all these places, RPI and the U.S. development program and the Amherst, and he could take a different approach than Granato, and I just wouldn't know. The resume is very similar, though. If you're going offensive coach to defensive coach, you're going to first-time head coach to veteran coach, proven guy versus inexperienced guy. Like, this is not that. This is, resume-wise, it's hard to get closer than just, we're going to promote Seth Appert. So, I don't know. That's where the tough sell comes in. How do you make your fans feel like you're a real hockey team? You're a real team in the NHL. Because you've gone, what would this be? Let's say they promoted Appert, would that be five straight first-time coaches? The last time they maybe have never done it. Ted Nolan would be the last time they hired a coach that had previous coaching experience.
Right.
So it in some way, it almost, even though I know stylistically they're all very different, it kind of feels on some level like you're doing the same thing again, for the fifth time.
Well, what's the right move? To hire the next developmental phase and Appert,
or is it the most credible?
I was saying, here's an agency, and they hand me this sheet of paper. It says this, Joe. Bruce Boudreau always makes the playoffs. You're hired.
Right.
Honestly.
That's exactly.
What's the goal? Is the goal, hey, there's an available guy who makes the playoffs everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Scotty Bowman didn't win a cup here because someone's yelling at the radio. I know.
It's amazing.
But, like, do you want someone with the resume, or do you just – because I think one thing the Sabres have been guilty of, this goes to Bottrell, this goes to – I mean, maybe not Kevin Adams as much, but they often talk about this vision, what they are, and, like, something special, and it's going to be great, and – you know, Pegula in his first ever press conference talked about win Stanley Cups. And they don't make the playoffs, never mind win multiple Stanley Cups, never mind winning a playoff round. It might be time to stop treating this thing like it's such some delicate, perfect formula and just, you know, pull up your bootstraps, hire a coach that can do it, and get in. Enough with everything's going to be so perfect. And, oh, we're not going to trade... You know, I can think back to Murray. I'm not going to trade Sam Reinhardt for a rental. No one thinks you're going to do that. Mm-hmm. Why are you talking like this is the only way forward? Jason Bottrell's not going to deviate from his plan. What plan?
Right.
They always talk about like this, right, this grand plan that's...
Sobotka playing 18 minutes a night.
Yeah.
Like, that was their plan.
803-0550, our phone number, as we react to the news of Don Granato out as Sabres head coach. Pat and Kenmore. Hey, Pat.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to get your take on... What's your thoughts about if we hired Steve Ott as our head coach? He's a younger guy. He was on the coaching staff for when the Blues won the cup for Berube. And, just wonder what your thoughts are. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. My knee-jerk reaction is to say I don't want Steve Ott near the organization, but he might be a good coach. I mean, I'm open to anybody that's a good coach. Anybody. Matt or Michael Pekka, okay. Lindy Ruff, okay. This thing about the NHL, Joe, it's not embarrassing.
Is Appert okay?
If he's a good coach. All that really is going to matter is he good? Does he get the most out of them? Do we feel like they play a style every night that makes us want to watch them? Which Granato did 2 years ago, but this year they were not that same team.
Is that also maybe what they're looking for? Are they looking for, was it an organizational decision? We need to dial it back. We cannot play run-and-gun hockey to this level. We need to be more responsible. We need to turn it down from 11 to like a 6. And Granato tried to do it. Maybe. But not in his DNA. They couldn't do it. Is part of their search going to be looking around at candidates saying, can you get this team to play that style and win? Can you get this team to play defensively responsible and have the goals come back?
Well, there's...
Because in that frame of reference, you might be thinking about a coach that is more experienced or more accustomed to in their hockey life, of coaching a team like that than Granato. I don't know what teams in Granato's past have been like. The fact that he's been coaching the U.S. program, which in the USHL is the most talented team every single time they walk on the ice, it might not be normal for him to coach a team like they just tried to coach a team. So, you know, who's... I'm not saying he's retired anyway, right? Barry Trotz, the guy that knows how to coach that way. Is there a guy they want to coach a certain style with a coach that they're bringing in?
There's also, I mean, there's a little bit of an elephant in the room here regarding the players. Lance Lesowski tweeting, we'll hear from players Wednesday and Thursday. You know, Paul will be down there for Kevin Adams today. Players Wednesday and Thursday. These players, Paul has said they would revolt if Granato were fired. They will feel responsible, I would think, that he gets fired. And don't forget that the feud, the passive-aggressive, we're not going to salute the fans, was because the fans, what, like 10 of them, 100 of them chanted, fire Donnie, and Darlene got mad about that. And the owner, the leadership of this team allowed this resentment to build towards fans. The coach did get fired. Are they furious at Adams? Are they furious at Terry Pegula? Are they still mad at fans?
Do you think the fans got him fired?
That's what I mean. Like, there's,
I don't know.
There's the, will, and I'm not saying this to be snarky or diminish what the players think or feel. Will they be defiant about his firing?
But what does that mean? What does defiant mean?
It's the wrong decision.
They're gonna walk out?
I don't agree with it. I don't think it should have happened. I mean, you don't necessarily
criticize
the organization. These players were willing to go to battle with fans over the idea that he should be fired. He got fired. Does Darlene storm into Kevin Adams' office today and say, what is wrong with you?
But to what avail? Like, what happens?
I don't know.
Like, they eventually it's pull your big boy pants up and get on the ice for a new head coach. Right? Man. Some growing up that's got to happen. I'm going to have a hard time buying into any first-time coach. I think that's where I'm arriving. I'm not saying they couldn't do it. Pekka, maybe there are certain examples where it's a little bit more acceptable or sounds like a better idea to me, but I'm going to have a hard time getting into anybody that's a first-time head coach.
Yeah, I'm with that. Seth Appert, favorite, Lindy. Boy, where are the names going to come from?
I mean, you want credibility. You just hire your AHL coach. You're not getting that anywhere.
No, that's
you're not
right.
getting that locally, nationally. You're not getting that anywhere. It might work. It could work, but you're not. I really hope that's not their move. I really am hoping and praying that is not just the move. You are not a real NHL team if that's the move. You're just going to keep everybody you love on staff. We're going to promote from within. Or it could be an example of you just can't get people to work here.
If your choices are, as the team, Lindy or Appert, what do? You want to not be seen as just hiring from within, but then again, you don't have the options to hire Gerard Gallant. You call him, he's like, I'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait for somebody else. What does this roster look like from a standpoint of how attractive it is to coach? I think it's pretty attractive. They don't have a ton of bad contracts. They're pretty young. They've got some blue chippers. Like, there should be enough here. The emergence of the goaltender helps quite a bit.
Yep.
Lukanen played great, so
That's one where that might matter too. Like Gallant, who is notorious for, does not play young dudes at all. He'll look at the average ages team and go, I am not coaching that hockey team. Like he's one guy I feel like you can just throw out. It does not fit on either side. That one individual. But do others think, like, I don't know, is Tortorella about to get fired, by the way, in Philadelphia? Is that conversation going to have to come up? Because that'll be, if he gets fired, you're going to have a lot of people that want
Tortorella?
That.
Tortorella?
Tortorella.
Man, are we ready for that? It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
He makes the playoffs almost everywhere he goes.
All right. Are we late? We still have Extendo Sports to get to. Break time. Extendo Sports.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, we're in route. We're late. We're early. No, we're not late. We're early for the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Exactly. Non-Sabres news. Cortland Sutton is holding out in Denver. Did not report for workouts. He is seeking a new contract.
Okay.
Want him?
No.
He's big. I don't know much else. What else he's giving you at this point? Is Rickard Granberg still a thing?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay. Well, we are 40 minutes into the coach search.
Coach search.
Some thunder around it. It was the last time we cared about a coach search. The Kruger one?
Yeah, there wasn't one last time. I mean, hired Granato as an interim.
Just Granato.
Yep. Cortland Sutton did not report for voluntary workouts. Interesting. He was an idea. He still is an idea if he were to get cut.
Yeah.
But he's going to want money, and I don't think the Bills are going to give money. Quick wide receiver train note. Peter Schrager put Jalen Polk in the first round. First time I'd seen that. Washington receiver, teammate of Rome Odunze. And then 5 minutes later, I see that Nate Tice had done the same thing. Jalen Polk to the Bills.
At 28. Did he have them trading up?
I don't think so. I think it was 28.
Why
for
did
Jalen
I
Polk.
Have 24 in my head?
But,
okay. All right.
Get ready for a little bit of a Jalen Polk surge, because now that you've seen him in two mock drafts in the first round, I bet it happens a third and a fourth and a fifth and a sixth time.
Yeah, here we go.
Jalen Polk. I did not include him in the wide receiver big board that we're bringing to Resurgence for our draft party.
That would be funny.
Might have to write it in.
They draft
Jalen Polk.
Right in Canada.
I like him just fine.
He had the Bills trading up to 24 to pick Jalen Polk.
Jalen Polk, 24th.
He had them trading up.
Okay.
What is that?
Hey.
That's wild.
It's draft season, baby.
Yeah, that's crazy. We have a mock that has him trading up for Jalen Polk. All right.
Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.